You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back into the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia live from Buffalo Bills training camp, St. John Fisher University. As camp is starting to wind down, we're all abuzz after last night's Hard Knocks and making his inaugural visit into the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. We welcome in head coach Sean McDermott. Sean, I think they should rename the show Hard Knocks. We dare you not to like the Buffalo Bills. It was such a great representation of what you and Brandon and Terry have built here at St. John Fisher University. Welcome into the Sports Bar. Did you watch the show? What was the plan last night?
I watched a little bit of it. I had already kind of had a feel for the content of it and a little bit of the story that they were going to tell. I think it's part of my responsibility, even though it's not really on a head coach's love list of things to do and spend his time on, but just protecting the players and making sure that they're portrayed in the proper light. I think that's important, especially for the types of players we have and the people that they are. I want to make sure they're being painted in the right way.
It's a peek behind the curtain, so we saw the players going into dorm rooms. Are you in one of those little rooms, or do you get the RA corner suite here?
I got the RA corner suite. I've got a lounge chair in there, kind of like a dad's chair, but I don't know how to. There's no like handle on the old ones. You put the handle, yeah. Crank it, and the feet come up. I have not been able to figure it out. It's a little bit more advanced than I'm ready for right now.
Well, you got your dad chair, and we know that you're a proud Section 6 dad, and for all of us that are Section 5 parents, Sean, how do you balance that work and that home life, especially this time of year? I can't imagine what the time demands are of being an NFL head coach, and I imagine that that's an enormous challenge for you.
No, it is, and it is for a lot of people. It's not just because I'm an NFL head coach. The job is very broad, and it takes a lot of my time. My wife does a tremendous job. I've got three children, and there's nothing more that, as you know, that we want to do than spend time around our children, help them develop, be there for them. It makes it hard at times, right? The off season is really good. It's really conducive for me reconnecting with them. The season, however, training camp as the start of it, is a time for me to be away, and they understand it. But I tell them they are my priority, and they know that.
Sean, we love having you in Rochester. We wish you were here longer, but this is the final 2 days here. As far as our town, I mean, we know you like the dairy. Do you get out anywhere else here in Rochester?
I have. You know, just yesterday morning on our day off, I like to do some hot yoga, and I went down into the town there and did some hot yoga at Breathe. And where else have I been? I've been to JoJo's. I've been to Red. Enjoyed a couple nice dinners at those two places, and I love to walk, so there's a lot of times I'm walking into town and people will stop, pull over, we take a couple pictures and share life a little bit, and then I walk back. So it's just a time for me really to, I go by myself most of the time, it's a time for me to kind of disconnect and just get with my thoughts and unplug a little bit.
Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott joining us in the Sports Bar. To the football stuff, coach, what's the level of concern with the number of injuries that we have so far here at camp?
Very concerned. Listen, injuries are always a part of the process, always a part of trying to raise a team and get it going, whether they come up this time of year like they are now, or they come up through the season. You never want them. You never like to see it. You have to, manage it in the best way you can, and we've been able to do that over the years. Right now, it's been hanging around, and we're, anywhere between 11 to 15 guys that have been missing practice totally. So we're trying to figure that piece out, trying to do all that we can. I know the players are working extremely hard, as is our medical staff, and we got to get healthy here soon.
The news this morning, Baylen Spector waived injured. The timing of this, is that just a matter of, okay, give him a chance maybe to hook on somewhere else?
Well, we love Baylen. He's a really good person, really good football player. He's been good for us. Availability is important, as we just talked about. So, hopefully things are able to come full circle with him, and we'll see where it goes.
Anything new on the James Cook front?
No change. He will not practice this morning. We move forward.
Saturday, we have a game. Looking forward to it. So are we ready to say Josh Allen, the starters? What would be kind of the plan for what fans may see coming up Saturday?
Yeah, we're still working through that as a staff. Again, when we mentioned some of the work we put in yesterday, trying to plan today's practice, tomorrow, and the day after that, we're about halfway through that conversation. So just the way I believe in doing things, hey, let's get it sealed and put together as a staff. Let's communicate clearly to the players, and then I can put it out there to the outside world.
Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott joining us in the sports bar. It's Danger and Battaglia on the Fan, Rochester. We talked about Hard Knocks, one of the players featured significantly on the show, Trey White, your first draft pick. And, man, he looks great. He looks great this summer. We remember him as an all-pro. What are your expectations for Trey this upcoming season?
Well, I think we need to manage those expectations. This is a young man that's done so much for this organization, and to have him back and what that means. That said, he is coming off of two major injuries, and last year what we thought we saw from a distance, albeit, was Trey really working hard on getting himself back, in LA, then Baltimore, and then, lastly with our game where he played us. He looks even better now than he did then. So it's this upward trajectory that Trey is on, and we'll see how far it travels and it goes for us this season.
Are you going to run hills with him?
Hey,
is that hill? We were trying to figure it out.
Well, I don't even know.
It's got to be going up to, like,
the
expressway.
What's awesome about that is, what I love about that, honestly, is some people may watch that and go, oh, he's just doing that for the cameras. No, he does that. He's done that since I've known him, right? He does it at home. He does it here. It's who he is. It's his work ethic.
What does it say about the culture you built here, Sean, with everybody else, that you have a player that was at all pro, but he recognizes the value of what this means, the Buffalo Bills?
It makes me emotional, honestly. It's to me, when you coach and you're trying to do a good job in anything you do, right, and you have someone that feels as strongly about things about this town, about the Buffalo Bills as I do, and wants to come back and help us, I think that's tremendous. It really is. And those are the things you remember. The wins and losses, they're awesome, right? Especially the wins. And, we want to win a world championship. But even that, at the end of the day, you hear people, Scotty Scheffler two weeks ago talk about, hey, 2 minutes after, I'm already thinking about, the next thing. And so it's really the relationships and the memories you build over the years.
We're in constant, continuous improvement mode, Sean. And I'm curious as to what you, Sean McDermott, the coach, Sean McDermott, the man, what are you looking to improve on here at this camp?
Well, today in particular, we're looking to improve on a couple key areas. Hey, how we handle our no-huddle situation, how we handle one-possession games, which is really what the NFL is, week in and week out. So just areas that I feel like over the years are important year to year, but also then show up that, hey, this is an area where I felt like we could have been a little bit better. Hey, let's put a little bit more time into it. So we're going to be working on those things this morning.
Sean, appreciate the time today. Thanks so much. Good luck today.
Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.